Well, I mean, absolutely. Obviously, no party can afford to lose members, Greg. We're always trying to increase our numbers. And I have to say that April was a very able, hard-working politician. And it will be a huge loss to Fianna Fáil, there's no doubt about it. And the fact that she was a woman, I'm very sorry that our numbers are few enough and our percentage is very low. So I'm sorry to see that we lose a woman. But I'm sure that Avril is intelligent enough at the same time to be able to weigh up the possible outcome from the forthcoming convention.
So you believe it was a strategic decision and not as a result of the party leadership?
I would think so. I would think so because in the constituency that she would be contesting, Dublin Bay North, there's a couple of very strong candidates there. There's Deirdre Healy and there's Sean Haughey as well. And whether she would get through that convention now is another question.
Well, do you have full support in the party leadership and its record on supporting and bringing through women in politics? As you mentioned, Fianna Fáil, representatives of the female gender are few and far between.
Well, in principle, they're advocating the support for women. And they said, and this time around, not in the local election, but this time around, that they were going to be advocating for 30% of female gender. Now, that has been implemented, but I just don't think it's been implemented strongly enough. You know, at 30% nationally, it's not to say that there'll be 30% in one constituency.
Unless you remove candidates, though, from convention with a one-member, one-vote system, how can you ever achieve that 30% figure?
Well, unless you bring in quotas. Unless you bring in quotas. Because other than that, I know ultimately at the end of the day, it's the people who decide.
So with that in mind then, the party leadership is not doing what is required to increase female representation. Is that your opinion?
Yes. Yes. There's not enough been done because there are so many barriers for women which inhibit women's participation in politics, Greg. And there's the lack of friendly family policies. There's a lack of confidence maybe in support. Women sometimes find the political environment very frustrating and maybe feel isolated, especially in commons where it's male-dominated.
Well, finally, does Micheál Martin enjoy your 100% support as leader of the party?
Maybe not 100, but he certainly would enjoy my support as leader of the party, but certainly not 100%, no.